skip it, stream it, see it, binge views. It's time for binge views. Law, Grill, and Tetsy on some new releases. Don't worry about spoilers. Binge views.
Welcome to Binge Views, BingeMunit.net's weekly look at new release movies everywhere in the world. Well, not in the world, I guess. Just in our areas. My name's Jim Law. I'm here with Chatsy.
What's up, man?
Nothing. Now, I know it's early for you.
It is.
And you didn't want to do the show. I could tell by your text, but it's okay. It's all right. I get it. But I feel like even when you don't like the movies, which I kind of get a feeling you don't, I feel like that's the reason for binge views, so you can express how you don't like these movies, and no one will waste their time with them. But it's your job to see the movies and tell people, warn people of the poopiness.
You're not wrong, but it's also the official 1 year anniversary of binge views today, this week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we started this 1 year ago with Hitman's Bodyguard and all those fun movies.
Lollapalooza loyalty test question.
That's right. So I figured I had to, but I only got two movies in this week, so it's everyone's going back to school, so movie theaters are like, nah, we're taking off. So
you guys start school early. When do you go back to school? When do the kids in your area go back to school?
They have all went back to school this week, yesterday, and today I think the rest of them go back around here in Kansas City. So,
That's weird. We don't go back till after Labor Day.
Wow. You dang Canadians.
But you get out earlier than us, so go fuck yourself.
Yeah. It's like, I think it's like second week of May or something. They usually get out, or third week, something like that.
Oh, well, that's really early. All right, well, I had three movies pulled up, but you said fuck one of them. You said fuck Alpha. Now, why did you not want to watch Alpha?
Well, it got late, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to stay awake, so I figured, what's the point if I'm just going to be sleeping through it anyway? So we can add that to next week, because there's only one. Well, there's actually two wide releases, but I don't know if I'll have the means to watch one of them, but we'll see. We'll see if you're really clamoring to hear about a boy and his dog.
Well,
because there's another movie called Axel next week about a robotic dog that I don't know if. I don't know if I'm going to do that, but hey, we'll see.
Well, you have to now. Now that you said robotic dog,
yeah,
I need to hear about that. I haven't shown. Okay, we'll talk about that. Let's fuck at the end of the show. What are you doing everything backwards for?
Hey, sorry. It's early.
All right. We do have two movies for you this week. One of them called Mile 22. The other one's called Crazy Rich Asians. Let's talk about that one first, because I really don't have any fucking idea why this is a theatrical wide release.
Yeah. So this is it's based on a popular book. Mm-hmm. This is known, like, it's being marketed as the first all Asian cast in like 25 years. It's directed by John M. Chu, who's directed some of the Step Up movies, G.I. Joe Retaliation, not some great movies, but this stars Constance Wu, Henry Golding, Michelle Yeoh. The story of a they're New Yorkers. Her name is Rachel, and she is dating Henry Chu's character, or Henry Golding's character, sorry, who plays Nick Young, not Swaggy Pete. So they're going back to Singapore for a wedding that he is involved in with his family. She doesn't realize that he is pretty much this billionaire. His family, he comes from a lot of money. He kind of has failed to mention this to her. Mm-hmm. So they head back there for this wedding, and she, of course, is not really welcomed by his family because they think she's under him and he's got all this money that they don't really match up with the family. Mm-hmm. We've seen this movie about a million times before. I guess it's great that this is an all Asian cast. That's awesome. I'm glad that that's a thing. But how about make a movie that's not so cliched and it's like every other romantic comedy you've ever seen in the last 30 years, pretty much.
What is this geared toward? Is this geared toward Asia? Like, I don't understand. Like, no, I'm being serious. Like, what? Like, when you started out saying they were New Yorkers, I was like, oh, this is set in New York, but it's not. It's set in Singapore. They go back to Singapore, you said, right?
Yeah. So he's from Singapore, but yeah, she's from New York. That's where they meet. He's living in America, and yeah, they go back. But it's not. Yeah, it's. I don't want to say it's geared toward. I mean, obviously, it's geared toward Asians. It's the first all Asian cast. But this is. I think, yeah, it's easily going to be number one this weekend, probably at the box office. It's tracking pretty well.
What
and,
are you talking about?
I'm being serious. It came out. It actually released on Wednesday this week. So it's got like the 5-day weekend. So it's like on pace for like a $30 million opening, so it's
what?
Decent for a freaking romantic comedy.
What the fuck is going on? Is this a really popular book?
Yeah, I think it is. It's a global bestseller, according to the Internet Movie Database. Yeah. I mean, there's really not a lot for me to talk about. It is, it's just a very, very, very basic romantic comedy. It's getting a lot of, I think it has pretty good reviews right now too, from what I've gathered. Yeah, it's like a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. People like it. I don't know, maybe it's just because of the all Asian cast. I don't know, man. I didn't think there's anything special about this by any means. I was laughing at some of how ridiculously stupid some of the stuff is.
Like, okay, so what is the humor here? Is this, like, is there Asian, like, cliche jokes in this?
No, not really. It's just...
Do you want to wake up a bit before we continue? Or, right?
No, I'm good. I'm woke, okay?
Oh,
okay. Ken Jeong is in this, and he's, you know, the same type of humor that he has in almost every movie. There's nothing that stands out. I guess Awkwafina, who's a Asian rapper, she plays her best friend, and it's like, I don't know, dude. It's just like you've seen it 1,000 times. She's got to go to the mall to try on all these clothes to impress his family, and they have this little montage moment of trying on outfits, and there's just really nothing new or special here. It's just pretty basic.
Now, she looks pretty hot. Is she hot?
Yeah, she's attractive. Constance Wu. Yeah. The one of the other Gemma Chan, I believe is her name. She's pretty attractive as well. So I mean, sure, there's reason to watch those two, but I don't know, dude. I just didn't really get anything out of this from just being a very basic romantic comedy.
In the words of a good friend of mine, you're blowing my mind right now. I don't understand how this is going to be number one. I didn't even understand why it was being released. Literally, that was my first question about the film. And you're telling me it's going to make $30 million this week. I don't even know what to say. This is fucking weird.
Yeah, it had some test screenings. It's like some early screenings last week in this area. And around, I think it was pretty much nationwide. And it did pretty well for... that all they all sold out, so there's an audience for it. So I mean, what the fuck do I know? But we'll see. So this I'm gonna make this a skip it.
I hate this movie. I hate it.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't even really anything. The binge verse, no one's gonna watch this, right? It's just not worth your time. If it was, I can handle romantic comedies, I'm fine with them, but there's just nothing new. It's pretty average. Skip Crazy Rich Asians. Skip it.
Sounds like we're being racist, but fuck this movie.
No, I'm not racist, okay?
Okay.
I'm just tired, all right? Mile 22.
Mile 22. Okay.
What the fuck do you know about this movie?
Well, you told me last week it's Marky Mark and Peter Belge. And I thought it was going to be another true fucking life story, but it's not. And you told me Ronda Rousey's in it. That's what I know about this movie. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, of course, directed by Peter Berg, like you discussed. Mm-hmm. Mark Wahlberg, Lauren Cohan, Iko Uwais from The Raid and The Raid 2, John Malkovich, Ronda Rousey. It's the main lineup here. Yeah, this is, like we talked about, is already, they have the sequel in the works, which this movie ends on a cliffhanger, so, not, yeah, there's, if it does well, I'm sure there's going to be a sequel. Mile 22 is about, they are a elite group of operatives. They don't really clarify if they're CIA, they're just a... They're just a tactical unit. They're set up to take Iko Uwais' character to an airport to get him out of the country because he has the code to these bombs that are located around multiple cities. And so if they get him here, he will give them the code to... unlock that and save a lot of people. So it's pretty much they've got to get him 22 miles across town to this airport. Okay. And yeah, it's a quick hour and a half. It doesn't outwear its welcome, but it's also like Crazy Rich Asians in that there's nothing new here at all as far as an action movie is concerned. It's Marky Mark with a gun
and an Asian.
Yeah, well, he's easily the best part of the movie. Okay. Yeah, his fight scenes are pretty entertaining.
Oh, he's super fighty. Like he's like
Iko. Yeah, he's. I mean, you've seen the Raid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's the main cop. Okay. Yeah, main cop in the first one. Ronda Rousey's fucking awful in this movie. She's so bad.
Oh, that was gonna be one of my first questions.
Luckily, she's not in this movie that much to warrant many dialogue scenes, because she's pretty awful in most things. Go back to fighting. Oh, wait, you're not good at that either anymore, so you went to fake fighting.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going all in on Ronda Rousey. Lauren Cohen is one of his main chicks. Her name is Alice. And there's like this little she's married to Peter Berg, so you're supposed to believe that Peter Berg hooked up with her, which Peter Berg is like old as fuck now and just, yeah, it's not believable. John Malkovich is rocking a flat top here.
Peter Berg's in this?
He's like in a cameo. Like he's supposed, they're trying to make you feel bad for Lauren Cohen because she's been away from her strange daughter and her dick ex-husband is trying to get custody and not let her ever see her daughter again. And so Peter Berg is her ex-husband, and it's just really not believable. Like I said, John Malkovich is pretty hamming it up here. He's like their director who's giving them instructions while they're in the field, but he's got this pretty gnarly flat top and rocks Converse All Stars. It's all these character things that he's got.
Nice.
Mark Wahlberg's, I don't know, he's not very good in this.
What?
He's got these tics where he's got a rubber band on his wrist and he just constantly is flicking this thing because he loves pain. I don't know, dude. This was not that good of a movie either. I told you. We're getting to the doldrums now, man. It's late August. And this doesn't really bring it by any means.
Well, I feel like everyone involved in this movie is going, like, they're all in on this movie. Like, it's already... Okay, so you said it ends on a cliffhanger?
Yeah, it doesn't wrap up nicely. That's at least one thing I can say about it. It's not like a predictable ending. So, I mean, there's that going for it. And like I said, it's only an hour and a half, so it's not like it's this 2-hour-long action movie. So, I mean, that's fine as well, but it's just okay. I expected a little more. I mean, this is, what, Mark Wahlberg and Peter Berg's fourth time working together. This is their first non-true life story movie. I expected maybe just a little bit more out of this. Maybe it was my fault, but it's just not that good. It's just not that good.
Well, I'm going to blame you. It's definitely your fault. Now... what are the odds, Chadsey, that the sequel to this movie, the aforementioned coming out for sure, 100% sequel to Mile 22, is called Mile 23?
I sure hope so. It would be a pretty big letdown if it wasn't.
Now, Lauren Cohen, she said she's leaving The Walking Dead. This is her last season. Do you think it's because of Mile 23? Like, is she so blown away by how good this movie was that she just is already committed to multiple sequels? I think this is a franchise of sorts. Every year, it's gonna be like the new Saw franchise for the off season of movies, and every year we'll get like it'll be up to Mile 28 in 6 years. Is this true?
Well, I'd say
Fact.
I would say losing the opening box office to Crazy Rich Asians not going to bode well for the sequel. But hey, STX is the film company that's doing this, so they don't have a lot to their name. So hey, each year we'll get a new Mile movie. Maybe Mark Wahlberg will pass the torch eventually.
I don't. Okay. If you were to ask me, let alone the stuff that's come out recently, like, Fallout, shit like that could still be number one or whatever. If you were to tell me a movie called Crazy Rich Asians with an entirely Asian cast will beat Marky Mark in the North American box office on a week where nothing else is really coming out other than Alpha, which I didn't think would even come close. I'd call you fucking nuts. Like this, I don't understand how Marky Mark, he's beloved. How is he losing to a movie called Crazy Rich Asians with no, unless you want to call Michelle Yeoh a big star or Ken Jeong, like I don't get it. This book must be wildly more popular than I could ever imagine, and I've never even heard of it.
I think he's slipping. I think Marky Mark's slipping.
I have been known. You can quote me. Well, I was actually quoted that Marky Mark is like comfort food for me. And when you said that Marky Mark sucks in this, I was kind of upset with you.
All right. I mean, does he suck? I don't think he's fine, but he's Marky Mark in this. I don't know, man. I think if you're on the line, hour and a half, you'll get something out of this. Sure. It's not a waste of your time.
Okay.
At the same time, I'm not clamoring for mile 23 or 44 or whatever the fuck it's going to be called.
This is their worst. You said this is their fourth connection, Beige and Marky Mark. This is their worst one.
I've actually never seen Deepwater Horizon. I've seen Patriot's Day and Lone Survivor, and of those three, yes, this is easily their worst. Easily.
Well, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I don't know either, man. Peter Batters just needs to get it together. I mean, Battleship, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that was just a joke, though, right? Like he was fucking around. What
You
was
think
your
so?
rating for this?
This is going to be a fuck. Skip this as well. Skip it. Sorry.
I don't know how you do it every week, but you make it unique in that you give me two skip-its and a movie that you skipped, literally skipped, like you didn't even want to see it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's I'll get her on the Alpha. I can tell you're really clamoring for that Alpha review, okay? It's on IMDb's background right now. It's tempting you.
Yeah. Fucking need me some alpha.
How mankind discovered man's best friend. Sounds so beautiful.
Oh,
Yeah,
this is
no,
like,
Miles.
hold on. Oh, wait, let's talk about Alpha for a bit, even though you didn't see it. How mankind discovered man. This is like the first like guy meets dog story. Is that what this is?
I think that's, that's the gist.
This is amazing. I can't believe you skipped this movie. And then
Hey.
next week you're gonna do a doubleheader, so you're gonna have the first dog man combination, and then you're gonna go to a robot dog. Like future, you're gonna go past historic dog movie to future dog movie. It's gonna be an amazing week for you.
I think so. I also really hate that kid in that movie, Alpha. Cody Smith McPhee. He's the kid from The Road
Oh yeah.
in Let Me In, and I absolutely hate him in The Road, so I've just never liked him since. But
Well,
hey, what do I know?
very exciting. What else is next week other than your dog doubleheader?
The dog double feature. Oh, there's also Dog Days in theaters right now. I could triple feature. No, I'm not fucking doing that. The next week, the Happy Time Murders is the big one, I guess. You know, Bryan Henson's movie. I am gonna do probably Meet the Feebles next week in preparation for Happy Time Murders. It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Wow. Meet the Feebles. I've not seen that. Maybe ever. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Oh, it's great. Peter Jackson. It's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I really, I've seen that.
Perverted puppet movie.
Okay. That's a good call. I thought you were going to do some more Brian Henson movies, because he did two Muppet movies, right?
Yeah, I believe so. It's Jim Henson's son.
That's right. So. You think his dad's just, like, fucking rolling over in his grave? I'm just looking at the trailer for this movie. I mean, it's... I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but I stuff like this, like, you know, these niche fucking comedies like Sausage Party, I was really excited for, and that ruined it for me forever, I think. Like, this, I don't have any interest in seeing Happy Time Murders.
Yeah, it looks like it's a classic squandering a great premise, because the trailer, it's not really doing much for me either, so.
All right, well, I guess we'll see. We'll have a whole show to talk about next week. Well, that and all the dog movies that you're seeing.
That's right. Yeah. It's going to be great. Can't wait.
Okay, well, you can go back to bed. I know you woke up early and stayed up late. Not late enough to see Alpha, but you've stayed up pretty late, and you deserve a nap, sir.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Okay.
It's great.
All right, talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. See ya.
See you.